Hachette Audio presents Hangry, a startup journey. Written and read by Mike Evans, founder of Grubhub. For Christine and Evie, who make pizza night the best grub of the week. Make no little plans, they have no magic to stir men's blood, and probably will not themselves be realized. Make big plans, aim high in hope and work. Daniel Burnham. If more of us valued food and cheer and song above hoarded gold, it would be a merrier world. Thorin's last words to Bilbo Baggins. Prologue. I'm done. All-day meetings, all-night coding sessions, midnight outages, software bugs, patent lawyers, employees, investors, thousands of angry customers, millions of happy ones, and pizza. So much pizza. I'm done with all of it. This fills me with equal parts relief and outrage. I say it out loud. I'm actually done. I've been trying, quite unsuccessfully, to quit the company I started for a solid 3 years. I finally managed it, hence my relief. Unfortunately, they slammed the door so hard it hit me in the ass on the way out, hence my outrage. Be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. So here I am in Virginia Beach, sitting gingerly on the threadbare paisley covers of a too small bed in America's shittiest motel room. Lights from the parking lot shine weakly through beige curtains, so faded that it's impossible to tell if they share the same pattern as the bedspread. The bottom of the door sports a 4-inch gap. This muddies the distinction between whether this room is indoors or just a partially obstructed partition of outside. Every few seconds, a car passes by on the busy road just past the parking lot, the headlights sweeping in and all over the walls of the room. The room smells strongly of cleaning products and cigarette smoke. Underneath that is a miasma that permeates all of Virginia Beach, a hint of salt spray and diesel fumes. I'm not here because I'm broke. Quite the opposite. Grubhub, the company that I founded 12 years ago at my dining room table, just had its IPO. I could have paid for a suite in one of the waterfront hotels. Hell, I could have bought one of the waterfront hotels. But that would be missing the point of this ill-begun adventure. I'm trying to get grounded, learn patience, find the smile that I lost along the way, and figure out how to fix some of the damage that I caused. Turns out, I might have created a Frankenstein. It started small. I just wanted a pizza. Did that. Yum. Then I wanted to quit my job. Yep. Did that too. Nice. Then I wanted to pay off a crushing pile of school debt. Job done. Woohoo! After that, I just wanted to make it bigger. So it grew. It got big. Too big. It got away from me. Now I worry that Wall Street's insatiable appetite for profit will turn the company I founded into a trap. Will Grubhub stay true to its roots?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?